This is Talk Humble with Keith and Tom.
And then this is very strange for me, because sometimes that water goes that way, and sometimes that water goes that way. And this is a river.
If time is a river, it makes sense that the historic Rekwa Inn sits at a river mouth. For over a century, guests have come and gone, but so have families, industries, and even dams. And even as the outside world changes around it, the Rekwa remains relatively stoic.
No one complains about no televisions. No one complains about, you know, the internet's kind of spotty because the trees suck up that internet.
Cass Cook is the innkeeper at the Rekwa Inn in Klamath. Sitting at a small table overlooking a big river, she takes Keith Flamer from College of the Redwoods and Tom Jackson from Cal Poly Humboldt behind the scenes at the historic Rekwa Inn.
Very nice.
Do you want me to walk you through?
This was known as what before? We're in a
this
dining room?
This used to be called the Klamath Inn, this building.
Klamath Inn. What's the history of it?
So in the late 1800s, they built this place to support the cannery. In 1913, the place burnt down. And they rebuilt it in 1914, and that's when they called it
the Klamath Inn.
And then after that, then in 2002, they went ahead and changed it to Rekwa. Now, Rekwa means mouth of the river, and it just kind of stayed all these hundreds of years. I mean, the owner's family has lived here for hundreds of years, and so it's really cool to have her here.
See, the one question I was asked to make sure I ask you had to do with Sasquatch. Have there been any Sasquatch you're laughing at? Yeah, well, Sasquatch.
As you know, my name is Cass.
Yes.
And my friends call me Casquatch.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm very tall. I have this hair. And so that's why they call me that. And so it always, makes a giggle. They're always asked, is there a Sasquatch up here? Well, if you're hearing a noise in the forest when you're going through the forest, it's probably a bear. And his name is Ruckus. I call him Ruckus.
The bear's name is Ruckus?
I call him Ruckus, yes. A guest came in and goes, there's a bear in the parking lot. And I'm like, all right, I'll be right there. And the one guest said, I'm going to get a picture of this. And he followed behind me, and I've got my Home Depot bucket, and I'm banging it, and the bear's running up into the bushes. And he's just laughing and laughing. And he took pictures, and he posted about it and talked about it. That was pretty cool.
That's a great story. I love that one.
That's another use of a Home Depot bucket.
There you go.
Bear repellent.
Bear repellent.
Yeah, exactly.
Thinking of all the stories this inn could tell, can you talk a little bit more about that history and some of the changes you may have seen? You mentioned pioneers earlier, and we've evolved in that respect. But
well, and they would rent to live here to work down there.
Okay.
Yeah, for the cannery. So they would live here and work down there. This also used to be the Klamath Post Office.
How much has this building changed in the last since 1913?
Well, they did the post office downstairs and turned it into an apartment. There are pictures around of what this may have looked like back in the day, so I can show those to you before.
Oh, I'd love to see
that. Go.
That'd be great.
There may have been families and children born in here
wow,
as well.
And
amazing.
The owner, current owner, family would stay here, and they lived right over in this area. They have a little apartment there too. So they did, a lot of the kids did kind of grow up here. And you'll see when you walk into the kitchen, there's a height chart of all the grandkids.
Oh my gosh.
Here, which is pretty cool.
So it's a family still.
It's a family, yeah.
Also, I'll be also very, very curious of how connected is the inn to the Yurok tribe?
Very. The owner is a Yurok tribal member.
Okay.
So if you go up this road about 7 minutes, you're going to see the Klamath River overlook. And when you see that, you're looking at where the river meets the ocean. Very historical site. And last year when I was here, they had a brush dance down there for the tribe. And that's something that you're not allowed to go to unless you're invited to it. And it's a big deal. And the owner's granddaughter got to be the princess for that one. So that was an honor. It was huge. And they do it for 7 days and 7 nights. I mean, it's just amazing. They host a lot of their things here for the tribe. They'll have brunches and meetings and things like that. The Yurok tribe has done a huge movement. There's 6 dams between here and Klamath Falls mm-hmm. in Oregon. And so they've taken down 2 dams now. And a lot of that conversation happened in that dining room.
Oh,
and I was here. Wonderful. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And the people would come here, discuss it, and they got fundraising going here and all kinds of things to make that happen. And it was just, it was so cool to be part of that history right there. And so two of them have gone, and when they get rid of them, this turns into chocolate milk. So I know when they've taken one down, because this whole thing will turn brown for about 3 weeks, and then it'll stop and get back to normal. And then this is very strange for me, because sometimes that water goes that way, and sometimes that water goes that way. And this is a river.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, that's interesting. And I do know that it meets the tide out there with the ocean, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
It's pushing it
back.
It's
just fantastic to see that happen.
It's doing that right now.
And I have guests come in here and go, am I losing my mind?
Actually, I was looking out the window because it's so beautiful. Uh-huh. I'm thinking, wait a minute, the current is in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to ask, so thank you for answering the question for me.
It's following the fog.
Yeah.
So we're here again today with Cass Cook, the manager of the Requa Inn.
You know, I was just thinking of, as I would describe this place, and by your stories, this is a place where you can restore yourself to being human versus being fast-paced all the time. Is that how you would talk about this inn?
I even have two ladies particularly in my mind that will come in. They're so relaxed. They're like, I don't even know if I can get myself back in gear to go back to what I just came from. So it's wonderful that the peace that comes with this inn. And no one complains about no televisions. No one complains about, you know, the internet's kind of spotty, because the trees suck up that internet. They really do.
Somewhere in all of this is a foundation of breaking away from life's pressures.
This is like the center of 5 national and state parks. Then if they go for a hike out in nature, and then they come back here and rest, it's such a respite. I mean, I can't explain to the human psyche what that does.
That's a good way probably to explain it, because mm-hmm. it's so hard to describe it.
So a building this old, 100 years, are there any ghosts here?
Well,
are there anyone that would report a ghost here?
Well, I would have to say the owner wants me to share that if you do happen to come across a ghost here, that you brought it yourself, and please take it with you when you go.
So really, so the only thing we have to worry about is Ruckus.
That's all you have to worry about is
Ruckus the bear.
Okay. Exactly.
That's a good point to end. Cass, thank you so much for your time this afternoon and providing such a beautiful venue to have this discussion about the Requa Inn. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Cass Cook is the innkeeper at the Requa Inn in Klamath. To hear more episodes of Talk Humboldt with Keith and Tom, visit khsu.org.